Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, we're going to kick it off with lights in the sky. I don't want you to freak out, but a 1,200 drone light show called Space Chase is coming to Marymount Park on May 8th and 9th, and tickets went on sale today at 10 a.m. The drone art show says this one tells the story of a runaway alien and a curious earthling, all set to music with drones turning the sky into planets, characters, and a full-on space and full-on space scenes. Show starts at 9:15 p.m. each night, and you can enter 2 hours early. If you want first dibs, head to the droneartshow.com/Seattle this morning, today, before they disappear.
If you've ever thought, I could probably line dance, tonight's your shot.
Guess who never thought that, Jennifer?
You never had that enter your
never
mind?
Never had that thought.
Wildflower Dance Company is doing Boots and Brews at 7 o'clock tonight at Watts Brewing Company. It's a weekly class. Teens can join for the dancing, and the drinks are there if you want them. No experience required. Just show up in something you can move in and be ready to laugh at yourself just a little bit.
Ruthless the Musical opens this Friday at the Second Story Repertory in Redmond Town Center. This dark comedy follows 8-year-old Tina Denmark, who will do basically anything to land the lead in her school play. It runs through March 15th, but opening weekend always has the best energy. Tickets are $35. If you like twisted humor and big musical numbers, grab seats early. This will be a fun one.
If you've got a teen who keeps saying, I don't know what I want to do, then this might help. The Career Exploration Fair is Sunday, March 1st, from 2 to 5 at the Redmond Library. Professionals from different fields will be there to talk about what their jobs are actually like and how they got there. It's geared towards teens, but parents will probably learn something too. Just show up and start asking questions.
You can literally hug a horse this Sunday. Good news for everybody. At the Farrell McWhirter Park, as they celebrate the Year of the Horse, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Barnyard. It's free, but you do need to register. They're going to introduce you to some of the farm's working horses. You can take photos, and yes, hugs are apparently on the table. Good outdoor family option before the rain decides to come back. I grew up on a horse farm, and I will tell you, every horse except my dad's mean horse, Hank, loves to be hugged. All right, it is time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in or around Redmond. Are you prepared?
Lay it on me.
From 1948 to 1963, the Sammamish River hosted water ski races. How fast did the skiers go?
I don't know the answer to this. What are my options here?
A, 25 miles an hour. B, 45 miles an hour. C, 65 miles an hour. D, who the hell knows? They didn't keep track. Those are your four guesses, and your timer starts now.
I'm gonna go right in the middle. I'm gonna say 45 miles an hour.
And I have to ask, is that your final answer?
It is my final answer.
So sorry, Jennifer. The answer was C, 65 miles an hour. The Golden Water Ski Race ran the same insane 63-turn, 13-mile course as the speedboat races. Skiers were towed at up to 65 miles an hour through a twisting river. One champion was Don Ipson, considered one of the fathers of water skiing. The race ended with the Army Corps. The race ended when the Army Corps straightened the river. Boo. No fun.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
We're hearing that a Vietnamese-French fusion bakery might be headed to downtown Redmond, possibly targeting future light rail commuters. think Banh Mi plus legit pastries. Supposedly, it's being run by a high-profile Seattle pastry chef. What we don't know yet is the exact location, the opening timeline, or whether permits have been officially filed.
Oh, if this is real, where do you think it's going to go?
I don't know, but if you people out there listening have an idea where it might go, or if you've heard something, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post.
Hey, before we get out of here, we have a question. We want to know, who has the best steak in Redmond? All right, that is it for this week. Head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond, find the post called Your Picks, and drop your vote in the comments. We want to know, who has the best steak in town?
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com. We'll see you in the next one, or maybe even before then, walking around Redmond.